Blog Talk Radio.
That's funny. Hey, angels, and welcome to the show now, or welcome to those who download it later. Vic and I are here. Vic, we got a great show today, don't we, Vic? I'm excited about it. So, anyway, aren't you excited about it? I know you are.
I'm excited.
You're living it. I know, you're living it, and she's going to take us on the dream with her, you know, so that's kind of cool.
But Vic is, we're going to talk about Christmas magic or holiday magic and love. You know, my grandmother, Vic, you know that she was Irish. Are you Irish? Are you, what's your heritage?
Yes, I am.
Am I asking?
Yes, I am. My dad.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so my grandmother was from Ireland, and she will tell me, she goes, on the holidays or Christmas, because, you know, she's very, very Catholic, she said that they had a... they had a belief there that there is a goddess there, or a deity there, magic. And because I was about Korea at that time, but she said she will help you with your love life and finding the perfect mate for you. And at the time, I had just was going into junior high, I guess, and she was telling me that to ask for her help, especially around the holidays. And then she said the winter solstice, I think it's the 22nd, 23rd, somewhere around there, is when she is the most powerful. And we can really tune into her. She's always powerful. But her name is Dana, or Dana. And they used to know her by Dan, D-A-N. D-A-N-A is her name. She's a Celtic goddess. And she is the mother. As God is the father, she is the mother. And so you can ask her for help for anything, but we really can tune into her, I think, on the winter solstice. And so she brings in a lot of Christmas magic, Christmas love, abundance. That's what she's in charge of, and helps with divine magic, children, fertility, and mothering. Yeah, we've had too many men of those, right, Vic? So she's doing and all these things. And I know that you have your own special holiday, July, because you're like experiencing love now, and maybe you're tapping into her day now, however you want to say it. And
hello? Are you there? Therese? I think I lost you.
Where
are you?
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Oh.
I'm going, where are you? Hello, I lost you. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Now I can. Yeah, you were breaking up really bad.
Good.
And I'm like, hello, are you out there?
That's why you're on the radio show.
Must be
anyway,
bad.
So you've got, yes, and you have Dana, who helps with the Christmas magic and love and abundance in every area, worthiness too. But you have your own love story going on, and I don't know what you're doing, but I think your special day was July 4th, because I remember that. You said, I'm going to meet this guy, and he's going to be, and I'm going to fall madly, passionately in love, or something like that. And then you did. So what's the story? How did you do that?
And I did. But even after July, all through the rest of the summer, I remember saying to you how I was just going to keep my heart open. I was just going to be open to whatever the universe had to bring to me. And I think that helped because I reconnected with an old friend from high school whom I have not spoken with or seen for 35 years. And we have been talking and communicating, and he's planned a special trip for us next week on my birthday.
I got to tell you guys who are, and Vic has been, I said, Vic, take me on the journey with you. And the stories and the love and the sweetness of the text you know, and the planning, it's just so amazing. And, you know, I am in awe of how he's treating you and in awe of how you're treating him. And I think that's a key there is you guys are really listening to each other. And some of you guys are probably thinking, and I know I would be thinking this if I were listening, well, why didn't it work out before? And why is it working out now? And by the way, they're both hot looking. And both of them are beautiful inside and out. I get that. But why do you think it didn't work get before and now why is it working now? And what's the best thing he said to you so far? You got to tell us that part. Okay. I love that part. Hopefully he'll listen once.
I think that, and he actually said to me, if all I had to do was invite you on a hike, I would have done it decades ago, which was very sweet and kind, and I agree. But my reply to him was that if it had been any other time but now, it would not have worked because this is happening in divine right timing. We've both had to experience our lives the way that we did in order to come together at this particular moment in time.
Okay, so you had to grow to be with each other, and I really believe in that. You had to, maybe you had to learn. We learn by contrast. We know what we like now because we got what we didn't like before, okay, right?
So, yes.
So, you know, you set the bar high on what you like and what you're expecting, and he's probably done the same thing, I'm going to imagine. And set the bar high. And so you guys are, like, treating each other with a great care and great love. And
and there's a lot of respect there, too, you know? Really, we both are respecting each other's feelings, boundaries, you know, everything. And we're both looking forward to getting to know each other again.
Ah, that's sweet. You guys are saying, well, I want to go on a hike. It's not, well, Dick is very active in city and and if you're active, the hike is going to appeal to you. If you're not active, then the night on the town's going to appeal to you, which they're doing both. So you guys.
Well, you know, everybody has their thing.
Sure, you know, but I love the line that he says to you. He goes, a beautiful hike in the mountains. And then how did he say how he said it? Because it's so cool how he said it. They are doing this for her birthday, and they're going to be staying in a beautiful place. But how did he say it? Making your birthday special and a night on the. He said it because you got it down pat.
Gosh,
you know, how did he say
that?
Well,
I don't remember specifically what he said, but I will tell you that one of the nicest things that he ever said to me was in a text message because now he is practice makes perfect. Okay, so his intent is to text me every night at bedtime to wish me sweet dreams and tell me good night. And in that text message preceding saying just that, he said to me that he won't let me think that he would let me down.
Ay, ay, ay. Now, I'm going to add a little bit to that, if that's okay, because Vic, you guys got to see her. She's beautiful, so inside and out. And I've told everyone that numerous occasions, numerous times. And he's really handsome, too. He's a nice-looking man. But, you know, people think that when you're good-looking that you have the perfect relationship or you can get the perfect guy. And that's not true. And you explain that to us, okay? You know, and then I'm going to talk about, before we close the call, talk about how people go, well, I want to know how I can get that kind of guy or get that kind of girl. We're going to talk about that. But tell us about that, you know, too, as well. Because, you know, you're beautiful, you're all those things, and yet this is the first relationship where you have, will you share it? Because I'm getting ready to tell a story, and I want to do that. It sounds better.
I've struggled for the last 20 years since I've gotten divorced with relationships with men, and I have tried every dating website, you know, I've tried any way, shape, or form or variation of dating that you could possibly imagine, and with each and every
I don't want to call them relationships, but with each, what is it? Oh, what is the word? I don't know. Each
interaction,
encounter.
Each connection.
Yeah,
okay,
each
encounter,
encounter,
good.
Interaction. I learned something about myself and about what I really wanted and what was important to me to have in a relationship. So
okay,
all,
give me an example of that. Can I?
For nothing.
Right.
Yes.
I want to know, give me an example of what you've learned in a couple of the relationships. Because people think, oh, does he have money? Does she have money? Can she support herself? Can he support himself? That's key. I get it. But, you know, there
right.
When you start expecting more, then you start creating more in your head. Okay, so more than just, you know, I somebody told me the other day, 30, she's like 32, I don't want to end up alone, right? Well, okay. So you've really been really super specific about creating the man of your dreams in your mind. What has what have you created? And like, give us an example of what you want to create now and you're experiencing now, by the way, with your guy here. So, like, respect is key, right? You learned that, you know.
Respect.
Showing up on time.
Oh, yes. Integrity,
okay.
Honesty, truthfulness, you know.
Okay.
I think all of those things are key. And all of those things were lacking in the other people that I had met. I mean, not all of them, but, you know, one would show up with good manners, or he'd be good looking, or he'd have lots of money, but then he would lack in another area. You know, maybe he wasn't so trusting. Maybe he wasn't trustworthy. Maybe he wasn't honest. And a lot of the times these other men that I would date or go out with, emotionally available or physically available, geographically available, you know, so each different encounter brought different circumstances. And even though my new beau is on the West Coast and I'm on the East Coast, we've agreed to make it happen, you know, and we're both working very diligently at keeping our lines of communication open and being honest with each other.
Right. That's good. I like that. And, you know, one thing I love about you and the new guy here, you have integrity, Vic. You are my friend, and I know you have integrity. I know that he has integrity, and I know that you guys do not overpromise and underdeliver. That is a key thing right there. You know, we can have the good-looking guy or the good-looking woman or the hot-looking body or, you know, whatever it is that, you know, typically that women look for in a man and men look for a woman or women. But, and if you do not have integrity and if you do not have showing up when you say you're going to show up, I mean, sometimes you can't help it. But one thing that you've taught me with relationships, because Vic is a lot better at that than I am, you know, and I'm better at my relationship, not better, I'm working on my relationship with myself, too, and I'm happy where I'm at. But I'm enjoying going on this journey with her. So she is really teaching me about, yeah, right. That's what you call living vicariously to you, maybe. No, I'm cheesing. But you have taught me that it's important for a guy not to overpromise and underdeliver. You know what I mean? That if he says he's going to do something, then do it. If he says that he
right.
means it, or if he says, yeah. And I think that's key. So that's what you're.
It's very key.
Exactly.
Most
because you get so.
All of my past. Go ahead.
No, please. No, please. I want to hear because this is important. You've had a lot of experience here, and
most
I want to hear
of
it.
All of my past relationships lacked that integrity. And because it's so important to me, and I actually, you know, walk the walk and talk the talk, I hold that in high regards of someone that I'm going to, you know, spend my time with. So for me, I need to have a man that's going to do what he says he's going to do. You know, and quite frankly, if you can't do what you say you're going to do, then just don't say it, okay? Because I don't need to be told things that you cannot deliver.
Right, exactly. And I'll share this with you. She told me something the other day, right? And I was like, huh. that's probably a deal. If men are asking for a lot of pics for in front of you, and this is somebody that you met in a restaurant, that and she goes, he's asking for a lot of pics. I want to make sure I tell you, you feel that he's asking for pics from you before you met your or reconnected with this guy. This is a couple months ago, I know, or a few months ago. But you felt like that, and ladies and gentlemen, I want you to remember this, okay, because this is not specific to only men. I mean, women can be like this as well. But you feel that he was asking for all those pics from you because he would make plans and then not follow up, or he would say, so you felt like he was talking to a lot of different women and keeping the pics straight so he knew who he was talking to. And send me a pic of you today, baby, that kind of thing, you know, or something like that.
What
are you doing? You know, not cool. I you know, so I always just say I don't do numerous pics or pics. I just don't do that. I'll send you one, and that's it. And then we'll take a bunch of each other when we're together. But thank you for sharing that with me, because as I said, I usually don't date a great deal, or I'll go on one date and not go on another one for reasons of my own. I'm busy and I'm not really into relationship right now, but you have shown me that it is certain things to look out for and certain things to embrace. And one of the things that I like about you and your guys, you guys have taken step by step, rekindled the friendship. You know what I mean? Found out about each other's lives, your children, schools and all that kind of stuff. And also there's still a wonder of what it would be like to be kissed and held again by this gentleman, and him by you and you by him. And I think that's so sweet. And your romance is almost, there's a touch of innocence, not nostalgia, but innocence about it. Wonderment. That's, I don't mean to sound like some darn Hallmark card, because that's not my style at all. But do you feel that way? You know what I mean? I'll be singing.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, I feel that way. I will tell you what one of the very key things is that we're communicating with each other on a daily basis, okay? It may not every day is a 30-minute conversation, you know, or phone call, but we always reach out to each other every day, even if it's just, you know, a quick text or a short email. But I really think that, you know, it's communication. You have to be able to communicate with your significant other and understand each other, you know, and be present.
Oh, that is so amazing. I agree with you on that. And also, let me ask you this. He makes you feel important. You make him feel important. I think that's key. That's what I'm getting from you, because I wrote things down, right? Is that true?
Absolutely. Most definitely. Yes, I am. I feel, or he makes me feel, that I'm a priority in his life.
Key right there. Priority. Yes, exactly. So, wow. Okay. Your priority.
Yeah. I'm not just something that, oh, yeah, well, if it fits into my schedule, I'll let you know. No, he is definitely making me and our time together a priority.
I love him for you, and I love you for him. Okay, so anyway, I'm going to have front row seat in the way. Okay. Okay. I'm going to be the decorator.
Yes, it is. It's all good.
Yeah, let me ask you a question, and this is so important, I think. Worthiness and self-esteem, have you ever struggled with that?
Absolutely.
How'd you conquer it? Have you conquered it? Or is it a short
term? You know what, I think it's a daily, right. You know, some days are better than others. Some situations make me more uncomfortable than other situations, you know, and then that, of course,
right.
That has an effect on self-confidence and your worthiness. But he has never made me feel unworthy. And because I feel like a priority to him, it makes my worthiness go up.
Okay, that's good. So you feel like you're important to him, so therefore you're more aware of your own feeling about yourself.
That's cool.
I like that. Okay. Gotcha. You know,
and I always like to reciprocate, too. You know, if he is saying kind words to me, then I want to reciprocate so that we're mirroring each other's behaviors.
Right. Okay. I got you. So, yeah, and that's good. And let me ask you a question. You guys have children, relationships or marriages, sorry. And how do you feel like that's a – how's that going to work with all this? How do you feel that will work? Because you know what? We can talk about Christmas magic, but you got 364 more days of the year that you got to deal with. So it's all good. I'm teasing about that. But But let me keep it real. How are you going to deal with that? How's he going to deal with that? Is there a solution, or is it something you talk about before, during, or after, or always communicate about it? What's the story there on children from past relationships? I've heard some horror stories. I've heard some great stories, and I want to know how you feel that we should approach it. With children.
Well, he's already said that there are no secrets, there's no hidden agenda, that everything is out in the open. And he's spoken to me with his son, right there in the room with him. So clearly he's not hiding me from his children, nor am I hiding him from mine. Our children are young adults, and I know that my children want me to be happy. And they can sense and feel when I am happy and when this other person is bringing me such happiness and joy.
That's very nice. I love that. So step by step, you feel like this is somebody you grew. I'm going to back up a minute. We always think that love happens once, but maybe this kind of love happens once or twice. I don't know, But the best thing about it is that you both are super excited to be together, and maybe you noticed each other, maybe there was a connection years ago, but the connection is something that I think you appreciate more now, and it's something long term. There's not a lot of things to get in the way now, right? I mean, you guys are on the West Coast, East Coast relationship, but I think there was more of a distance because of where you were at mentally and physically and spiritually when you guys were much younger, high school, college, whatever, right? Don't you feel?
Absolutely. I think that we both had to experience our lives, our failures, our shortcomings, whatever it was that we had to go through over the last 35 years. We had to do it. He did it his way. I did it my way. We've both come out much better individuals as a result. I certainly have no regrets. He's told me that he has no regrets. So therefore, it's brought us to where we are today. And it was just out of a curiosity of mine that my gut instinct would not let go. It just kept nudging me to find out more about him. And I'm thankful that I did. And so is he.
Yeah. Thank God. This time, social media was wonderful because you guys reconnected, I know, on Facebook. But you guys were Facebook friends a long time before you reconnected as like you are now. So
years and a half. We were just friends from a year and a half ago, and it was no big deal. It's just like you friend anybody else. And it wasn't until this past summer, July, that it stirred a feeling inside of me, and I even sat on it for a couple of months before I acted upon it.
Nice. Okay, I gotcha. That's inspiring me to And you guys who are listening, you guys is one of my best friends. I love her like a sister, and and she's been so open and sharing, about her journey, and I've seen her go through some hard things. I told her story. I said, listen, a year ago, I said she was really struggling, with finding, reconciling things inside of herself so she could attract the perfect guy for her. And I think that you always got to work on yourself, becoming the right person instead of looking for the right person. When you become the right person, yourself, and you could possibly be, then you attract the right person. And, and I know that you've done that. And I've looked at her sometimes. I'm like, hey, show up. But I appreciate what she's done because she has made herself available to be the right person. And she's also made herself available to attract the right person. So I think we got to look at it as being available to become the best person we can be to attract the best person. And that's something you helped me realize more and more. The other day I had a date with somebody and he didn't show up, right? I was like, oh, big deal. And so he tried to call me and read the story. I was like, we're done. And, you know, but I did talk to him and say, we're done. I don't like what you did, you know. And I go, I expect more because I'm going to be the best I can be. And if somebody will stand me up without on the first date, then they'll stand me up, you know, on the second or third date. If he can hold himself mm-hmm. in with somebody's feelings, which I appreciate that you've done. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is that she's going to be going next week. It's your birthday, the 11th. So we're going to do something over the weekend. And then she's going to have a wonderful birthday, a wonderful, magical birthday. And I'd like to say that Dan or Dana, the God, the Mother God version of Father God, is helping you. I know that she is. I know that he is. And helping in all kinds of abundance. And maybe on winter solstice or close to it, whatever, you and I and a few others can get together and light a candle and say thank you and grateful and ask for abundance in every area of our life and ask for abundance in your wedding. That'd be fun, right? You get married, going to the chapel, get married. See, I'm allowed to say that because I'm friends. you are. Yeah, I wish the envelope a little bit. So, but you guys who are out there, a couple of things here. Like I said, respect is key. Expect more, but make sure you are the more to get the more. And ask Dana; she'll help you with every area. And she brings Christmas music. I mean, Christmas magic in that she's in charge of divine magic, and so you can't get much sweeter than that. But abundance in your love life, your material, you know, whatever bank life, or, you know, job, career life, but love. She's magical in love, and but you see it right now with this one. She's getting ready to start her holiday season with a real kickoff here, and this is the one for you. I feel that myself. Anyway, I will share this with you. Last year, okay, it's actually the beginning of this year, 2015. I said, if you have not met the right guy, if this is not the right guy for her, for you, we were talking about, you know, someone that she was being. So then the right guy will come along, and that's the one for you. The next one will be the right one. And you know what? He is. He's the right one for you and the best one for you, too, as well. I'm so happy for you. I mean that with everything inside of me. And I can't wait to hear about your trip. Take some pictures. I want to see. You know what I mean? So anyway,
sure.
It'll be
I'm
fun.
I'm going to take a ton of pictures. I have to teach him how to take selfies, okay?
There you go. Yeah, you know, Vic is really good at taking pictures and just being beautiful. So does your daughter. Like, you know, making things beautiful in the best light. And I was like, I've never taken as many selfies as I have since I've known you. Like, you shouldn't say, do it like this, do it like this. So anyway, she's good at that kind of thing. But she does the laser and seeing people be beautiful on the inside and outside. And she's getting ready to start a book, and we will keep eyes for now. And you're getting a lot of material for it. So you've been an inspiration today. Thank you for sharing. And so next
week. Thank you. I want to thank you, Tari, for keeping me on track, for for always making me work on myself first and foremost, okay, and for never letting me fall to the wayside about divine right timing. I cannot tell you that all of this is just because of divine right timing. There is no other explanation for it at all.
That's very cool. I love that. Yes, divine timing, divine right timing. All right, my sweet friend, I will talk to you a little while later. You take care. And everybody that's listening now or later, check it out. Check our Facebook page out, facebook.com/angelcoaches, and go check it out at what's your Facebook page?
Elite Skin Vestments on facebook.com.
All right, everybody, take care. Have a wonderful night. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.